Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Tuesday edition, what a night in the NBA playoffs last night. You talk about a bad loss for the 76ers, only to be outdone by the Los Angeles Lakers after that, and what it means for their chances moving forward. Plus, we've got more on the NFL draft. It is officially draft week. Pete Prisco's going to stop by, and he's going to talk about all things mock draft, what teams are going to do and what teams should do, including a surprise at the top. We've got a retirement in the NFL, one of the underrated careers that maybe looks back on. We don't really appreciate all that much because of a bad loss in the Super Bowl. Run-of-the-mill stuff there. We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've also got the potential of a surprise team drafting a quarterback this week. We've also got another edition of Would You Rather, and we close up shop with You In or You Out. Also, for some reason, who knows why, John and Lorena Bobbitt get brought up into the show. I have no idea, but you can figure that out for yourself and find out next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey there, Jackson, two pros Jonas, and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
Jonas.
LeVar Arrington, Brady Jonas, Quinn, Jonas Stocks with you. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And you can always find us live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Jonas.
That's how you put together a doubleheader in the NBA last night.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome playoff basketball.
Awesome playoff basketball.
And probably depressing results if you are a fan of the Philadelphia 76ers or the LA
Lakers. Yep.
How do we think? Because, look, I know there were some people that were holding out hope that, hey, you know, if the Lakers could get one, you know, they still got LeBron. If you were going to get one, that was the one you were going to get. They were
LeBron
up 20.
Was balling too.
Yeah, and they were playing well, man. And then they just sort of melted down.
Can't
get a stop. Just couldn't get a stop on Jokic later in that game.
20-point lead in the third quarter. They gave them their best ish. I mean, if you're talking about in boxing terms, the Lakers hit the Nuggets in the mouth and in the belly with their hardest punch, and they took it, and it took them until the final shot, but nonetheless they took the Lakers hardest shots and still won. It's a demoralizing loss for the Lakers, and I just say, I'll turn it over to you guys, but I'll just say, out of the two games yesterday that I watched, which was obviously the Lakers game versus the Nuggets, and as you mentioned, the the game between the Knicks and the Sixers, I felt like coming out of that Sixers-Knicks game, it's like it could still turn out to be a close series between those two teams. Coming out of the Nuggets game, I just felt like the Nuggets are a better team. Like, they're a better team, and if there was going to be a moment where you said there's a ray of hope that the Lakers actually could make this a series before losing the series, not winning it, but before losing the series, make it a series, last night would have been the game where you're like, yep, there's a glimmer of hope. They just proved that they're not a better team than the Denver Nuggets last night.
The Nuggets are the best in the West.
Yeah, that was it. You can't just beat up on a team like that and they still just walk you down.
Why don't you just be honest, LeVar? Why don't you tell everybody here what emoji you sent over on the group chain last night after that game was over? What did you send?
A broomstick.
That's right.
A broom.
So you're called sweep.
Yeah, I think they're going to sweep them after that one. That was demoralizing. Darvin Ham at the press conferences. There's an abundance of basketball and opportunity left. No, there isn't. Not for y'all. Not for y'all. For the Nuggets, yeah. I mean, think about it. You didn't even get that great of a game from the Joker. He's like kind of like, he was all right. I mean, he
had a triple double.
His I'm about to say, I know. Here you come with triple double. He did have a triple double, but by Joker standards, like the things that he has done to impact the game, he really didn't impact the game late in the game, and they still walked them down. Like Porter, who's the kid that hit the game-winning?
Jamal Murray.
They were kind of, you know, it was other guys that carried the load, bringing them back. And that's got to be, I mean, that's scary. That's scary to think that Joker was not the main catalyst down the stretch to win that game. And they still won. They still won. And LeBron came to life. He came to life. Like D'Lo was hitting shots. D'Angelo Russell, he was hitting shots. You know, Anthony Davis was still playing hard, playing well. You got the big two playing well. You got the guy that they said needed to play well, D'Angelo Russell, playing well. He's hitting shots. And they still lost the game. It's a wrap. Call it a day.
Yeah. It's
call it a day.
Not great. Also not great. LeBron James afterwards not happy with the officiating. There was a call that was overturned. I believe the terminology used during the game by Scott Foster was marginal. There was some sort of a marginal contact or whatever you want to call it. That being said, LeBron James, a little bit of a red ass in Denver following the loss last night.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't ask you a question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game too. What are we doing?
So what happened there is that he guaranteed that in game three, Denver's not getting a single call. The king has spoken. He has let it be known. He is not happy. The Lakers are not happy. And you would probably imagine there's going to be a wide gap, a wide disparagence between the Lakers and Nuggets in game three and how the foul calls are going to go. Big, big wide gap between those fouls, basically, is what LeBron did. Darvin Ham was pissed. People went to social media. They were pissed off about it. So Denver's got a little bit of a problem. So if they are going to pull off this sweep, as you are predicting, LeVar, they're going to have to do so going against officiating, NBA narratives in LA, and all the other NBA media fanboys that are going to get upset about the officiating in game two.
There were some questionable moments, but for the most part,
Here's the other thing, too. Jamal Murray
wasn't egregious.
Jamal Murray wasn't even that good last night until late. And
it's a wrap for them.
Yeah, so like he wasn't shooting well. You mentioned D'Angelo Russell. Everyone kept saying, listen, if they've got any chance, he's got to play a good game. He was lighting them up. And then the moment that where everything sort of turned was there was a turnover. LeBron James got the ball, went the length of the court, dunked it. They went up three. Down the very next possession on the way back down the floor, Jokic tries to get some sort of a foul call. The ball almost goes out of bounds. Aaron Gordon throws it out to Michael Porter.
And he
hits the three and ties.
Off balance, off balance shot, just drained it.
I was telling Ben Maller as he was leaving the studio, I was like, that's when I knew the Lakers were screwed. The fact that that sequence went the way
it
went.
Weren't they down four? Didn't they go down four when LeBron snapped out?
They went down three. They went down three.
And then what, it ended up being like six that they pushed it out to?
Well, they were down three. They went down, and then they tied it on that three from Michael Porter Jr. And once I saw that, I said,
okay, you're talking about that one. Well, there was one point where LeBron put them up, I believe, by like four. He put the team on his back. and snapped out. Like, LeBron went unconscious for a minute and forgot how old he was. And they still lost the game. They still lost. And yes, there were some questionable moments that you could, but if you really, like, if we're being really, really honest, those calls could have gone either way. They could have gone either way. To say that it was an overturned call by review that they kept doing, they kept overturning them. I mean, what was the word? Marginal. They kept
marginal.
Using.
Yeah, marginal.
They were marginal. Like it was the D'Angelo dip. It was marginal. The charge, like the stuff that kept happening to LeBron, it was legit.
I'm telling you, the disparity between the foul calls for game three is one of the.
It's going to be crazy.
I am fascinated to see how many more calls the Lakers get than the Nuggets in game three. Fascinated to see that. But
they did complain, though. Darvin Ham complained.
Oh, everybody complained.
Everybody complained. They complained, you know.
But
I wonder if they would have complained this hard if they had end up pulling out the game. You were ahead 20 points. Tell me, how many calls would it have taken to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop? Like, honestly, you're up 20 in the third. I'm sorry. That's strategy. And I'm not a basketball expert, but I was listening and paying attention. And they're like, you're up 20 points. Why are you doubling Joker and allowing the rest of these guys to catch fire and shoot the ball? Like, they were just finding space, and they were just draining it. And you still stayed doubling up on Joker and leaving that one guy open to spot up and shoot the three. Why were you not just going straight up man-to-man? If you're going to lose, at least allow Joker to try to bring them back by scoring twos, not allowing them to shoot all the threes that they shot. But they did it. They did it. They kept doubling Joker, and they kept draining them. And they ate a 20-point lead.
Can you recall the last time you saw an athlete where they do it and it's like, how are they able to do this and just make it look so easy? Because Anthony Davis is you know, by all standards, a really, really good defender.
He was like, taking him to school.
Bro, Joe, like, it was, like, at will. Like, a little spin move, this and that.
He had him looking like it was pro versus amateur last night.
I don't even think he left his feet. Just like it was some spin move back to the basket, and it was just easy money. Like whenever he wanted it, and then you got Anthony. Then insult to injury, Anthony Davis is underneath the bench as they're celebrating Jamal Murray. It's just like, come on, man.
Hey, man, that's Joker demoralizing. He was beating AD up so bad that the commentator was like, well, he certainly has mastered bully ball as well.
It's just like, what are we doing?
He's arrived.
Here? So that is the but that was a fun night of basketball in the NBA. Between that, we'll have obviously more on the Sixers and the Knicks, because that was a fun environment to watch that play out at MSG. All of that and plenty of football conversation here on the show. We're also going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It here coming up later on this hour. We've got some Would You Rather in hour two of the program. Brady's buddy Pete Prisco is going to stop by. He's apparently pissed off at the way he's been represented here on the show throughout the course of this show. And we close up shop with You and You Out. It's all yours here. A 3-hour extravaganza as we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. But coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we do have ourselves an update. All right. An update on one of the moves and one of the potential deals that we've been waiting on in the NFL for a long ass time. And it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now in another edition of In Case You Missed It. This may be a first in the history of sports that we saw yesterday You'll find out what that is coming up here a little over 20 minutes from now. Listen, it only took a couple of years, but the deal finally got done. And it's about time. Something that should have been done a long-ass time ago. Zach Wilson has been traded by the New York Jets. He's now a member of the Denver Broncos. He goes off to Denver for a sixth-round pick in exchange for Wilson and a seventh-rounder. Each team splitting his salary for the upcoming season, which is at $5.5 million split two ways, obviously. So, you know, it's kind of ironic that he heads over to Denver after the Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett stuff, and they're able to pull off a deal. But nonetheless, finally, Zach Wilson is out of New York, and he gets a fresh start with the Denver Broncos. And we are off and running with the Zach Wilson era in Denver. So only took a couple of years. Way too long. But here we are. How we feel about it?
I mean, a six-rounder, huh? I mean, that's just putting dirt on top of what was already maybe a dead situation in New York, right? I mean, to think that the idea of things working out for Zach Wilson after everything unfolded the way that it did, him getting the opportunity to possibly salvage what he could based off of Aaron Rodgers, his absence, and it to just kind of spin out of control the way that it did once again while he was at the quarterback's position. I thought in a lot of ways maybe he was deserving of the scrutiny. I mean, he is a quarterback. Quarterbacks get the scrutiny and the head coaches. But in a lot of ways, I felt like the organization failed him as a top drafted prospect to their team. And I'll fall along the lines of what Q had been saying all along. They needed to let him go the moment they brought Aaron Rodgers in. I hope I'm not misspeaking on that. But
he was your number one guy in the draft, I thought.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, he was my guy.
Him.
I did. And I just, you know, I'm saying after it didn't look or appear that it was working out, they probably should have let him go when they brought in Aaron Rodgers so that there would be an extra year under his rookie contract for him to possibly have a chance to maybe show people that he was as good as advertised coming out in the draft. So I don't know, man. It doesn't bode well. And I said this about what's going on in Pittsburgh. It doesn't bode well when you're a value proposition, you're a value acquisition. It just, to me, it doesn't bode well. But we'll see how it turns out.
The sixth-round pick is roughly the standard right now for what we're seeing a lot of the 2021 quarterbacks get traded for, right? I mean, five of the guys who got taken in the first round, four are now on different teams. And I think three of them got traded for a sixth-round pick. So that's about what they're going for in most cases. I actually like the chance of this working out for Zach Wilson. I don't think he's going to be the guy this year. I would at least be surprised if he was. But think about Sean Payton's track record. Like, he gets to New Orleans. They sign a Drew Brees who injured his shoulder, who came off of what, you know, he wasn't the guy in with the Chargers. They drafted Phillip Rivers, and the rest is kind of history. You know, he tried to, with Taysom Hill to some degree, make him kind of into a quarterback slash kind of whatever he was. I don't know if you'd say that worked or it didn't work, but he kind of took a guy who, you know, I don't know without Sean Payton's ingenuity or creativity, if he would actually like been a player on that team. Russell Wilson didn't really work, gave it a year, but he did play a lot better football than he did under Nathaniel Hackett. Like, if you compare the 2 years in Denver, the second year was much better. So for Zach Wilson, I think this is that opportunity with Sean Payton to be in a spot where he may be able to kind of coach him up and turn him around and get some of his best football out of him. And the surprising thing is people can say whatever they want about Zach Wilson. He played some decent football last year. Like, he actually played, for him, his best football. And it didn't get noticed because it didn't come with the wins. And it's funny. Like, I was talking to my brother-in-law about just the NHL playoffs and everything going on right now. And one of the conversations, you know, we were having was, you know, it's tough when you get in the playoffs if you have you're like your goalie struggles, or if you know something happens, it's hard to overcome that. Like the goalie, there's probably a few other spots too. You look at and you say, like, you know, once you get into the playoffs, that position is going to drive things. The interesting thing I've always felt is like quarterback gets so much onus for like wins, yet, you know, really you've got a defense, you've got a special teams, a lot of other things that play a factor into whether you win or lose. And in this case, like, because the wins didn't come along with Zach Wilson last year, people didn't really see that he was playing better football for him. It was just a reality of where that team was at. And maybe he was never going to be the player that a lot of people thought he was going to be, based on whatever they saw at BYU. So this to me is that kind of opportunity for him to settle in with a coach that I think can coach up quarterbacks, get the most out of them, and hopefully get the most out of him. And we'll see what's going to happen in Denver. But I can't imagine he's going to be the starter. You know, I think they're going to get a first-round quarterback, and if not first-round, take one in the second that they would probably be seeing start.
Yeah, it's almost like people made up their minds on him going into last year. He's a bust. He's this and that. So even if he played, you know, the decent football that you mentioned, he still wasn't going to win in the public opinion. And people in New York had already kind of written him off and said he is what he is, and they needed to make this move and move on. He was getting booed the year before. I do wonder about this because you mentioned the quarterbacks from the 2021 draft class that got traded. Is it just, you know, random sort of bad situations, or was this also part of the COVID year evaluation? Maybe the quarterbacks weren't what a lot of people thought they were, but they were drafted way too high, because Trevor Lawrence is the only one from the first round guys that is still with his team. And they're working on, you know, potentially getting a long-term deal done, but four of the five gone. Just and look, that it's not like that was 10 years ago. I mean, it's 2021. It was a couple of years ago, and now they're all in other places trying to fight for backup jobs or whatever. I just wonder what was wrong with that draft class that got us to this point.
I mean, whoever followed Tom Brady was always going to have a hard time following those footsteps. Like, that's the reality of the Mac Jones situation. You know, and I kind of felt like his ceiling was always going to be, it was going to be tough for him to go in the NFL and achieve a lot greater success. Like, you looked at Justin Fields, you looked at guys like Trey Lance, even Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence. I think everyone felt like they had a higher upside to him. But, you know, every situation and circumstance is different. I think Trey Lance is the one that's most surprising. Like, that was a situation in San Francisco that didn't make quite as much sense for a number of reasons. You know, one, they had Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster, like, very different style of quarterback. Two, he had played such little football. If you really looked at his college and even high school career, he had played such little football due to COVID. And so, you know, maybe they looked at him as more of a project. They really thought he was going to burst on the scene and develop. But that's one that decision would break up most organizations between the general manager, head coach, whoever made the decision, whoever was a part of that. And they were able to overcome that and still be successful. Like, if you really think about it, like, that would tear apart where you'd have a new coach.
And they got better.
Yeah. And they've actually gotten better. Zach Wilson being with the New York Jets, that's a scenario where you kind of figure, well, someone's going to get fired, right? And it hasn't been the case. And in part because they went and got Rodgers, they're all in. This is that year where it falls apart if it doesn't. But you start combing through each situation and circumstance, it's always going to be a little bit different. I mean, for Ryan Poles in Chicago, he didn't draft Justin Fields. So usually when there's a change in that guy who's going to be your advocate, once he's not there, there's a good chance that they're going to move on from you at some point. So it's hard to put it with each team in every situation. The bottom line is none of them played well enough during their time there to justify keeping them on. And in some cases, barely played at all. You know, in the case of a guy like Trey Lance.
I don't know. Listen, that draft class is that draft class. None of them have proven to be elite of elite, top tier elite. Not even Trevor Lawrence. Jeez. I think the potential is there.
Damn.
I think he's knocked at the door, but he hasn't necessarily gone inside of it. I think the reality is that people have to accept that these are generally the outcomes for top-rated picks. Sometimes it's not. It works out. But more often than not, if you go into a highly publicized, highly scrutinized position in the draft, you're going to a team that generally is not in a great position. And for one reason or another, then you see coaching changes or you see changes in roster that are more drastic than maybe you'd see in other places. It's just the circumstances that high draft picks deal with are so much different than other people. Now, Trey Lance, I don't know. I don't know why it went the way that it went. Maybe it was the injury. Maybe it was the pressure from Purdy coming in and playing the way that he did. I really don't. I don't know why it didn't go that way or go the way that it could have gone for him in San Fran, but I won't put it all on them. That's a good team. And they were heading in the right direction when they got him. So I don't really know, other than to say that they found a diamond in the rough with Purdy. But the rest of them is just kind of like, Love was in that draft class too, right? I believe. Wasn't he in that draft class?
Yeah.
Maybe. Wasn't Jordan Love in that class?
No, the year before, I think.
The year before?
Yeah.
2020.
All right. 2020. Yeah. So out of Purdy, what is it? Lawrence, Lance, and
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. I mean, if you think about it, all of them were in SC situations. All of them. Jacksonville wasn't a good team.
Well, Purdy was the following year.
Okay, so not Purdy. Right. I'm thinking Lance. I'm confused.
Mac Jones as well too, Justin.
Mac Jones. I mean, Mac Jones seemingly was in a great situation. Seemingly.
He actually, if you look at him statistically, isn't that bad. Like, I think there's if you look at him statistically speaking, it wasn't quite as bad as I think it's been made out to be.
Yeah, I just don't feel like any of them were really in a great position, other than maybe Mac Jones, to really have great success. Like, I just think a lot of people have a lot of things to say about the New York Jets, things that are very similar to my experiences from listening to what they were in Washington. It doesn't sound like that's a situation that is based upon what the quarterback is going to change, and that's why I'm so down on them, even with the return of super bionic Achilles heel Aaron Rodgers. Like, I just don't see Aaron Rodgers being the catalyst of turning that franchise around. Not when the decay comes from the root, not from the tooth. And so I just don't – I mean, to put a rookie in a situation where you're trying to have him change that the course of that franchise, I don't know that any quarterback would do it. No quarterback has really done it yet. So I don't have any reason, until I see it, I don't have any reason to buy into the fact that somebody that you brought in there is going to be the catalyst of changing what that team has become.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next here from these TireRack.com studios, maybe this is the first time this has ever happened in the history of sports. You'll find out. We'll give you the details on it. It's yours next here in another edition of In Case You Missed It, right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts? You know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, we will call it a little over 15 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. We do have an update. We've got an update on a story that we were monitoring yesterday on the show involving quarterbacks and the draft this Thursday. That'll be yours here, coming up again 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, I want to remind you, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Delap.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar. Guys, in case you miss it. Yeah. Guys, in case you missed it, exciting day in NBA, exciting day in NHL, also exciting day in MLB, in case you missed it. Monday was another terrible day for Major League Baseball umpires, a group that is off to a terrible start in the 2024 season. This time, longtime MLB umpire Hunter Wendelstadt made a huge bad mistake just two batters into the New York Yankees' eventual 2-0 loss to the Athletics. Take a listen to how he ejected Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
John Tompain is the first base umpire. You saw him making
that
call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone.
okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter.
Well, wow. You know wow. what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear...
Aaron, we're done. Oh,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
There's a fan behind the dugout.
I did not say anything, Hunter. Okay, I did not say anything.
Hunter Wendelstadt with some aggressive rabbit ears, one batter into this game. And Aaron Boone obviously frustrated because he's saying, you gave me the warning, I didn't say anything, you heard somebody else, you're kicking me out, I'm telling you it wasn't me, and you're saying I don't care.
So he really kicked him out?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
He got ejected.
I saw it. I mean, I saw it. It was a fan.
It was a fan.
It was a
yeah.
guy in a blue fan. Shirt.
Yeah, yeah
he
right.
was right behind. Which it does beg the question. Like, I wonder if the Yankees or anyone said anything to the guy in the blue shirt. Like, hey, a-hole, why don't you come down here, put a hat on, come manage the team the rest of the game, huh?
I mean, I've never seen that ever. Baseball anywhere to where a
if you
fan
get my manager you get, kicked like, out.
Because they confused the two. And Hunter Wendelstedt, the umpire after the game, just basically doubled down and yeah. said, yeah, look, I mean, Aaron's he's running the Yankees. He's the guy who's going to get the ejection if this how it plays out.
And to cap it off, I do have a little bit of sound from Aaron Boone himself right after the game. Take a listen.
It's embarrassing. It really is a bad... It's embarrassing.
I mean, everybody can see the video, but is that a scenario where you reach out to Major League Baseball about that?
Yes, but, you know, not good.
God, I love baseball.
I'll be honest with you, though. You're seeing this outflux of whether it's, you know, umpires, officials at every level. You're seeing this older, you know, I guess, you know, his story, you know, not just a story, but, you know, guys who've got a ton of experience in each of these leagues. And as there's an adoption of technology, I mean, the pitching strike zone where you can see pretty easily if a, you know, pitch is a ball or a strike, it's putting more pressure on these guys. You know, they're becoming, you know, social media, you know, I don't know, memes or what do you want to call it, but the word's out. And they're getting exposed to a degree when they don't do a good job. And I don't think they're handling it well. I think there becomes a lot more stress and pressure with this job. And it's one of the reasons why I think you see these guys go off. And I mean, there was no need for that. It was ridiculous.
A fan yells something and he gets ejected. And
he was super touch sensitive.
And the ump says after the game, well, listen, he's the one that's got to go. He's managing the Yankees. Yeah, but he didn't say anything.
He says anything that happens at the dugout, he's responsible for. It's like, who's a dude behind like the dugout, you know?
Like, okay, so he's responsible if the guy behind the dugout has too many drinks. All right, that's his fault. All right, he's the one who's going to be punished for it. Okay.
I'd be worried about the guy with the big thing of beers. Those guys have the loudest voices in the entire stadium.
Yep.
Imagine that guy carrying around, you know, heckling the umpire.
That ump should get disciplined for that. You can't do that. Like, you can't have a miss like that. That guy is behind. He's a spectator. You can't be incorporating a spectator into your decision on what takes place within the game. Like, that just can't happen. Like, you got to check that. You got to double check that.
That's so great.
And the dude just kept egging him on until he eventually just went ahead and did it. Like, it's like, bro, do you not realize this ump is responding to you? Which means that he thinks that it's the dugout. Like, at what point? Which, it's not for him to figure it out. Like, he should have been removed from the seat and probably, maybe, most likely from the stadium. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he was.
I don't know.
That might be egregious.
I do like that baseball still has some character like this. There's like a unique way that they police this stuff. Like, oh, you're just going to get ejected. I can come out and argue and get in your face about a call. I can come out and kick dirt on a plate. Can you know make a big scene and whatever, and it's just sort of accepted. It's like hockey and fighting. I do like the baseball has this. Yeah, the calls are terrible, but at least you're able to express yourself, you know, in like an old fashioned way, just like fighting in the NHL. Please don't lose that. But damn, if you are good at impersonations, this is a new idea for people out there. Like, if you can impersonate a manager's voice, just sit behind the dugout and start yelling obscenities until he gets thrown out. It's a hell of a move. Good for him.
Or maybe, like, we had sign gate. Maybe you get impression gate. You know, you get somebody who can do an impression that's close enough to in one of these, you know, stadiums that, you know, they can do an impersonation of the head coach of the football team and get him thrown off the sideline.
That's great.
Maybe that's what happens next.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, in what is being marketed as the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady's roast will now officially air live Sunday, May 5th on Netflix, being hosted by Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross with a pile of mystery guests. Yeah, look forward to that.
That'll be awesome.
Now, how hard are they going to go on Tom Brady?
Oh, it's going to be Giselle jokes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He'll
go
hard.
Like jiu-jitsu jokes and, you know, instructors and all the other things that come along with it. I just wonder.
That's roasting. Can't be too much other things you're going to roast him on.
It's so smart, though. Like, they're doing stuff that makes him have, like, show more humility, makes him more likable, right? That he can take it. Like, all those things, I think, are building up for him to be this, you know, more likable figure on TV, because there's a lot of people who like kind of grew up hating him because they like squashed their dreams, you know. And for Netflix, it's awesome they're doing a live event. Like, this is kind of them like dipping their toe in the water of doing more of that. Remember, like, they don't have live event. They really have exclusive content. Original content is what their business model is. So maybe this is them dipping their toe in the water for sports or their live events in the future.
Also, this is going to be on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
So that'll
Cap's going to be fried by the watch.
So that means, you know, LeVar, you'll have a couple of cervezas at that point, you know, enjoying some good Mexican
food. How far
in
am I on that? I'm only in week two.
Yeah. I think Cinco de Mayo is going to be where you fall off.
You haven't had any drinks whatsoever?
No, just water.
Not one drink?
I've had two coffees.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now, free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!